Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And now, okay. Within this period, before this period, I have said it earlier, before this 70th week commences, Revelation chapter 10 is fulfilled. The rapture has taken place. The mercy seat is vacated. He stands, the door of salvation is closed. No more salvation for the Gentile. The Gentile days are over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then the seven thunders activity now before the takeoff. Seven thunders sound that give us the rapturing faith that can produce the John ministry. Can I show you something again? Another scripture. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. That's just coming to my memory now. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24. He's answering those three questions. Amen. He gave all the things that will take place. And note verse 14. And this gospel, because it is part of the end time sign, 1870. Contender people. And this gospel, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. For what? For a witness unto all nations. Unto all nations. And what will happen? And then shall the end come. That is John ministry. Revelation chapter 10. Go there. Go there. Are we there? Chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many nations. And many peoples and nations and tongues and kings before the end will come. And this prophecy is not for people to repent. The gospel that will be preached just before the end is not for repentance, because the door of salvation is already closed. And yet something will happen, that a group of people will do something and preach the gospel to the whole world. This time is for a witness. Then the end will come. That is where you place verse 11 of Revelation chapter 10. The John ministry. A move that you preach, prophesy to peoples, to nations, to tongues, all over the world. There will be a shaking. Then the rapture takes place. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And as is the rapture takes place. Hallelujah. Then we come to, it is at this point now that we now go to the day of the Lord. Now, the day of the Lord is starting from verse 2 of Revelation chapter 8. Let's read it. Verse 1 is the seventh seal opening. Then we have half an hour. And I saw, verse 2, and I saw the seven angels which stood before God. And to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. When does this take place? When in Revelation chapter 11 verse 13, they have now killed those three prophets. After they prophesied for 3.5 years, they have now killed those prophets. After they killed those prophets, we noticed there was earthquake. The whole place, the earth shook. God was announcing his anger to the earth. Just then, he gets 7 angels with trumpets ready. In verse 6, and the 7 angels which had the 7 trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded. Brethren, if you have time to read, read and imagine from what you see what is going to come upon the earth within this period. And all this will take place, praise God, after the tribulation, the 3.5 years tribulation. Those 2 prophets are killed and then they resurrected, they are taken up. Then the wrath of God now is ready to come. They get prepared. And then after they have finished, the Jews have gone through their own tribulation now. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, this is part of the tribulation that the whole earth will also go through. The first angel sounded, verse 7, and there followed, see what happened, hell and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. It will happen on this earth. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the top part of the sea became blood. And the top part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. 1/10 died. And the top part of the ships that were on top of the sea were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the top part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the top part of the waters became wormwood, poisonous water. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the top part of the sun was smitten, and the top part of the moon, and the top part of the stars, so as the top part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and had an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the 3 angels which are yet to sound. That is, the remaining 3 coming, it's more horrible, it's more terrible. At chapter 9, and the 5th angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither anything, but only human beings, those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them, those locusts, it was given that they should not kill them,
but that they should be tormented for 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he struck a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. Horrible creatures. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron. So you can't even hurt them. You can't do anything. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue had his name Apollyon. One war is past, and behold, there come 2 wars more hereafter. Verse 13. And the 6th angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the 6th angel, which had the trumpet, loose the 4 angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the 4 angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the 3rd part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, 200 million. And I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these 3 was the 3rd part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth, and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by this plague, yet, this is where I am going, despite all this, repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorcery, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. That means all that those 7 trumpets sounded and released on the earth, they were only warning here to see whether they will repent. See what God released to punish this earth. He said, despite that, they refuse. That's why I say, we have serpent seeds on earth here. Therefore, 7 trumpet, now only one, you know, they said, even with this, they did not repent. Therefore, the next one came up, the vials. Those 7 vile angels, just like the 7 trumpets, they released their vials and see what was happening on the earth. You can read that on your own. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because when you go and you read and see this agenda, and God causes you to understand, why will you not now decide to be on the side of the Lord? We are sounding it now. And it looks as if we are just joking and joking and joking. One of these days, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the vials, you see, they are in Revelation chapter 15 and chapter 16. Those vials that are poured out. That is the second the end of the second tribulation, the tribulation for the whole world now. Praise the Lord. So then we now understand Matthew 24, verse 29. Let's go back there again. I just want you to catch the picture, and I will only give you scriptures from now. Now in Matthew 24, where we read earlier, so that you can, you know, understand this thing. Verse 29, it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, immediately after the tribulation of those days, all I've been reading, they are the tribulation. 3.5 years tribulation for Israel, and then immediately after that, the tribulation that comes through the vials, through the seven trumpets. Shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. That is what Joel prophesied. Go to Joel chapter 2. Joel. Everybody knows the story of the prophecy of Joel. See the way he put it in verse 28. This is the way he put it. And it shall come to pass. It's good to understand Bible. Okay? And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see vision. And also upon the servants, upon the hard men, in those days will I pour out my spirit. When was this prophecy fulfilled? When? Bible students, when? Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost. But now, if you are reading it as if it is one prophecy, you don't know that between verse 29 and verse 30 is 2,000 year period. And I will show wonders after he has ushered in grace. Verse 28 and verse 29 is grace. He's telling you that after grace is over, that's how to understand that place, judgment will start. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And we see that in the trumpets. We see that in the vials. Praise the Lord. This will happen before the great and terrible day of the Lord, before the sixth seal will be opened. Amen. And when you see these theologians that are blind when it comes to Revelation, they were looking at the eclipses of the moon, the blood moon, and then they were saying that it is a verse 31, Joel chapter 2, that is fulfilling. Nothing like that. I read history, 17 something, the year 17 something, where they say in England that a whole day like that passed, it was total darkness. And it has never happened in the history again of mankind. And that another time again, another particular day, I will go back to that history and get the dates. That it happened in the 17th century in England, in UK. The same thing again happened, where they say big stones, big rocks were falling from heaven. Big, nobody could go out because it was smashing everybody they saw. And people were thinking the end of the world has come, the end of the world has come. It is not so. It is God doing testing. So if you don't believe that it will happen one day, we have history to show that it can happen. For people to know that it can happen. It's a history. You know, such history, they will not publicize it. No, such history, they will not publicize it. I just came across it yesterday. I was reading something. And I said, so this thing has happened before that we see here. before the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. That great, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That period of all these things happening up to the day of the Lord, where we read in up to when the sixth seal is opened in Revelation chapter 6, the sixth seal was opened. All that judgment that come is called the day of the Lord. A day that God has set aside to show the whole world that he is both the Savior and the consuming fire. See how the Bible put it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians, I only give you scriptures. Let me just give you the scriptures. How many scriptures to give you here? Write them down, please. First Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10. Apostle Paul described it as the wrath of God to come. The wrath to come. It is that day that is the wrath to come. People are looking at that as the lake of fire. The lake of fire, not be him, oh. Because the lake of fire just wipe you away. That's all. It is total wiping away. There is some suffering you go through that is better you die than to go through it. The wrath to come. And Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 describes it as the dreadful day of the Lord. As it, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 describes it as the dreadful day of the Lord. Oh, I wish I had time to read what these prophets saw and what they say, what they saw. Go back home and read them on your own. In Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 2, and also Isaiah chapter 34, reading from verse 1 to 10, he called that day the day of vengeance. That's Isaiah 61 verse 2 and Isaiah 34 verses 1 to 10. The day of vengeance. And Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 2 describes that day as the day of the Lord's anger. The day of the Lord's anger. Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 2. And Isaiah 26 verse 21 describes that day as the day to punish the inhabitants of the earth for her iniquities. The day to punish the inhabitants of the earth for her iniquities is Isaiah 26 and verse 21. Joel chapter 1 verse 14 to 20. And Joel chapter 2 verse 1 to 11. I call it again. Joel chapter 1 verse 14 to 20 and Joel chapter 2 verse 1 to 11. Joel, when he saw it, he shouted, "Alas, for the great day of the Lord is at hand. Who can abide it?" Because of what he saw. In Isaiah chapter 2 verse 10 to 22, he describes it as a day that the rod of the Lord shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty. Isaiah 2 verse 10 to 22. The day that the rod of the Lord shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty. All those who say there is no God, you will see that day. Amos in chapter 5 verse 18 to 20, when he saw it in the spirit, he said, "Woe to you that desire the day of the Lord." He said, woe to you. He pity you. Hallelujah. When Isaiah saw it, in Isaiah chapter 13, again verse 6 to 13, he described after the shaking that takes place, he said, "Man shall be so scarce, they will be as precious gold." When you see a man, after what takes place, praise the Lord. Why? He said, men will be so few until when you jam a man, man will be so scarce until when you see another human being, you say, you there alive? Because of what will happen. Man will be few. Why? Because Isaiah 24 verse 6, I read it also from verse 18 to 23. He said, few men will be left, because he said, the earth shall reel like a pendulum, to and fro like a drunkard. That's the way Isaiah described what he saw on that day. The earth will be reeling to and fro. Shake, 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 shake. That is what will cause few men to be on this earth. And he described in Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10, he described how that the whole earth will be burnt by fire. And the elements thereof, the heavens and everywhere, they will burn with fervent heat. Peter saw it too. Why? It is the judgment of nations. It is the judgment of nations. As we see in Matthew 25, verse 41 to 46, and Luke chapter 21, verse 25 to verse 26. Praise the Lord. This day of the Lord will now end, because they will not repent now. It will end with the Armageddon war. In Revelation chapter 16 and verse 16, and Revelation chapter 19 and verse 19, that war there ends the whole thing. That is when the Antichrist, instead of repenting, he gathers the armies of the world, gathers them from everywhere, the eastern nations, China, Japan, all of them. Because remember, all this activity have been happening in the Middle East, in Europe, and some part of Africa. And all those far eastern nations like India, all those Asian nations, the South Korea, and all those Korean, all those Asian people, they are not involved in this thing, but they are feeling the effects. And so, the Antichrist gathered them to fight war against Christ that is coming to take the world. The Kinsman Redeemer is coming to possess his possession. Kinsman Redeemer, the last stage to possess the earth. For the title deeds of redemption has been given to him. And he has fought the battle through those seven seals. He's now coming, and the last final show is the battle of Armageddon. Armageddon. Praise the Lord. That is where he comes down with his armies. You and I that follow him there. He comes in that white horse. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He comes down. And that is the period, glory be to God, hallelujah, that Satan is now bound and put in a bottomless pit. Now, I said it, that the day of the Lord, the period is 30 days, half an hour of Revelation chapter 7, the seventh seal that was opened. That half an hour is what we see in Daniel chapter 12. Let's go there. Because that's the only reason you will escape all this day of the Lord I'm talking about. Is that you have the hope of resurrection, the Holy Ghost. I think this is very, very timely. Okay? Verse 11 now. Listen, this is why we get the 30 days. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up. When is the daily sacrifice taken away? After the 3.5 years, correct? That marks the beginning of the next 3.5 years. I will say 3.5 years is how many days? 1,260 days, correct? Correct? Now, there is a time frame that the angel gave Daniel here that I want you to look at. He says,
And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes silence set up, desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days added to the 1,260 days. How many days have been added? 30 days. The 30 days period is the half an hour period that the seventh seal is open, and that is the 30 day period that is called the day of the Lord. For that is the period that the seven trumpets are sounded. That is the period that all the destruction that God will send upon this earth. It is that period that all these prophecies that Isaiah saw, Zephaniah saw, Peter saw, and all Amos saw, and even Joel saw, or even Matthew, Jesus spoke it and Matthew put it down. That is the day of the Lord. It is a 30-day period. That is the period. Then another period is given to him again, the next verse. Verse 12. He said something. He said, see the way he put, blessed is he that waited and cometh to the 1,305 days. I repeat. He said, you are blessed if you are able to proceed after 1,290 days, you still go through another 45 days. Which period is this extra 45 days again? It is the period that God is rearranging the earth. It is the period, blessed be the name of the Lord. Satan is bound, put in a bottomless pit. That is the period that we see in Revelation chapter 21. A new heaven and a new earth is created. A new Jerusalem comes down from above. The whole earth. Now we have different timing all over the world. Now we shall know the whole earth that was tilted before. We have different weather up and down. We will not have different weather anymore. Hallelujah. The whole earth will be rearranged. That is the period that the whole creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. That is the period that we will be coming to take over the earth. Within that 45 days. Therefore, immediately after the tribulation, the last 3.5 years, activities take place on this earth for the next 75 days. 30 days plus 45 days before the millennium will start. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you are able to survive the 30 days and survive to another 45 days, say you are blessed, because you are the ones that will enter the 1,000 year period on earth. He said, blessed are you. Not also, we are already in heaven, the people of the earth. And by the time they finish, only 1/3 population of the earth will remain, and they are allowed to enter the millennium so that they can repopulate the earth. Repopulate the earth for 1,000 years under peace. And after that, Revelation chapter 20, we reign on earth here for 1,000 years with Christ. He's given us crowns. Crown that we shall get from what we use the grace he gave us to do on earth here, now that we are born again. We'll talk about that concerning the manifestation of the Spirit. For 1,000 years, the Bible says that the Satan is loose out of the bottomless pit again. Satan is loose out of the bottomless pit again for a short period. Why is he loose again? Because none unto God are all these people that cross over, and they have been with him. We have been ruling them all this while. We ruling them, we are coming with angelic bodies, glorified bodies, eternal bodies. We are now eternal beings. The same body Jesus Christ has is what we now have. But the people of the earth, they are still human beings. But because there will be peace on earth, there will be no old age easily like that. The Bible says that when you are 100 years, they will say you are a baby.
A small child, when you say I'm 100 years old, they say, oh, you are still a baby. Because there will be no death. The thing that causes death is in the bottomless pit. Then he is loose for a short period. In Revelation chapter 20. Then he is allowed again to tempt the people of the earth. Some people will follow him. And then God will now say, now you judge yourselves. And now the white throne judgment begins. We are Satan. And all those who did not resurrect with us. If you did not resurrect at the coming of Lord Jesus Christ for the rapture and you are dead, all those who are dead now, if you don't resurrect, you are not going to be part of the first resurrection. First resurrection is unto life. The second resurrection is to give you reason why you'll be put in the lake of fire. And all the graves open. Every human being that has passed through this earth, come and answer for yourself. The judgment day has come. For every man shall give account of himself. You will stand before that judgment seat. It is called the white throne judgment. And books are open. And people will be judged from those books. Praise the Lord. And then hell and death, they are cast into the lake of fire. Praise the Lord. And then the process of redemption is over. Then the last thing to be fulfilled, the last scripture to be fulfilled, is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That is the last thing that will be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before then, Pastor Thomas is reminding me, hallelujah, that I have left out something very important I have not mentioned. Thank you, Pastor Thomas. Thank you. Praise the Lord. You will observe that, listen, you will observe that Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. What does it say? It's our scripture. It's our scripture. Can we say it now? But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. I repeat, let's read it again. Everybody, shall we go? But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets. I caught something there, and I share with the pastors quickly. Now, that Revelation 10:7, we have attributed it, even as William Branham attributed it, to his ministry. Listen, church. That scripture has a dual fulfillment. As the Lord made me to understand, that scripture has dual fulfillment. There are other scriptures that have dual fulfillment. When Herod, the wise man, came and deceived Pharaoh, Herod didn't come back concerning the man child that was born, the king of Israel, Jesus Christ. The angel came to Joseph and his wife. They should take him away to Egypt, because Herod will seek this child to kill him, that it might be fulfilled. And then after the death of Herod, the angel went back to Egypt to now tell Joseph and his wife, Mary, that your enemy don't die. You can now come back. Then he added, that it might be fulfilled. Out of Egypt have I called out my son. But you know that it is not just Jesus Christ coming, it is also Jacob, Israel, in Egypt. We are also called out. Therefore, that scripture has dual fulfillment. Now, the same thing also, Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. Now, but the context of that scripture is not William Branham. William Branham is applicable there, his ministry. But what that scripture is there for, there, is the seventh trumpet angel.
time that the seventh trumpet angel sounds,
and let me prove it to you. Praise the Lord.
Revelation chapter 2.
Listen. Revelation chapter 2. We have Revelation chapter 1 verse 16. We have the seven stars in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they are the angels to the seven churches, the seven candlesticks. Am I correct? The interpretation is in verse 20 of Revelation chapter 1. Now, watch it. Watch carefully. Enter message. I know you will hear this tape wherever you are. Enter message, deliverance. Don't crucify me. Don't think I am bringing down our prophet. I am. No. Listen, we are talking revelation. Now watch it. That scripture says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Listen. And we say, it is the angel to the Laodicean church age. If you apply it like that, it will be wrong. Why? Because an angel, when they had a message, the message was taken to the angel at the church in Ephesus. Listen, it is not the angel in Ephesus that was giving the message. It is the angel that was receiving the message. Of the church. That is the star messenger is not given that message you see in that Revelation chapter 2. The message to the church is given to the angel. Stating the star messenger now, the star for every age. The condition of the church. Let you know the condition of the church and what message. He was not the one speaking thus said the Lord to the church. The church was receiving message. But the trumpets angels, they were the ones sounding. They are the ones sounding. The first one sounded. The second one sounded. The fifth one sounded. The sixth one sounded. But in the days of the voice of the seventh one, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Now, which mystery? It is the mystery we see in Revelation. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where he says, the hidden wisdom, the mystery that was hidden from the foundation of the world, that if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The mystery of the salvation of the whole world. The whole world. The mystery of the redemption of the whole world. Not just the seven church ages, not just the Gentile church. There is the general mystery for the salvation of the whole world, and there is the mystery of the grafting of the Gentiles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now these two mysteries are there. Therefore, that scripture also fulfills the message of the seventh angel messenger. Now, coincidentally, or as arranged by God, Malachi chapter 4, the Elijah that comes to turn the heart of the children back to the heart of their fathers. Revelation, Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. The B part, the A part is John the Baptist, and the B part is the Gentile Elijah. And please, take note again. Hey, Jesus. Take note again. Elijah shall come to turn the heart of the children to the fathers. Amen. Take note that scripture has dual fulfillment. He's talking both of the Elijah that will come to restore the church before homegoing for the Gentiles, and the Elijah of Revelation chapter 11. The Revelation chapter 11 Elijah before the dreadful day of the Lord. The dreadful day of the Lord is the Elijah, is the Elijah of Revelation chapter 11. That's why they ask him in Matthew chapter 17. Why do the scribes say Elijah will come first? And he is to come before the dreadful day of the Lord. And he comes in Revelation chapter 11. He's taken up, and then the dreadful day of the Lord strikes. Praise the Lord. Therefore, the Elijah has dual fulfillment. Inasmuch as the voice of Revelation chapter, by the time that the Elijah of Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 and 6b for the Gentiles has dual fulfillment. He is also the star messenger for the age. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. At the same time, he is also the midnight cry that restores the faith of the apostolic children, you and I, back to the faith of our apostolic fathers. That is why we say, in the days that that voice will be sounding, the mystery of God should be finished, because the rapture takes place, remaining only 7 years. Immediately, the other Elijah takes over for Israel, and the time rounds up. Therefore, Revelation 10:7 is not only William Branham, it is also the seventh trumpet angel messenger. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Thomas, for reminding me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not a learning prophet. Okay, sorry, I was saying something before you called my attention. That the last aspect that will be fulfilled is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That is the end of the divine agenda. Chapter 15. See, verse 20. Are we there? That is the last stage of the redemption process. The last stage is this Apostle Paul that caught it. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The day you eat of that fruit, you die. All of us died. And that's why Christ too had to come and die. But in the resurrection process, the harvest of God's children on earth here, Christ is the first to be harvested. He's the first begotten from the dead. For since by man came death, by man also came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ's at his coming, the Gentiles, you and I. Then cometh the end, divine agenda. When he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God after the white throne judgment. He has finished his assignment. He has gathered everything back to God. All the nyama, he packed everything and burnt them up, cleaned it up, and come back to what God has intended it to be in the Garden of Eden. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, where he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, because all rule, all authority, all power has been given to the Son. The Father judges no man, but he has committed all judgment to the Son. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. That is where you see hell and death packed together in Revelation chapter 20 and dumped into the lake of fire. For he has put all this under his feet. God has put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ. For when he said, all things are put under him, under Christ, it is manifest, it is clear that he is exempted. The one that put all things under Christ is not among the things that are under Christ. Praise the Lord. The Father put all authority, all rule under Christ. But among all things that are under the feet of Jesus Christ, under his authority, the Father is not under the authority of Christ. He is accepted, we did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him. Glory be to God. That God may be all in all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So here now, you see Christ
First in Romans chapter 8 verse 29, we look at him as the first begotten of the Father. We look at him as the firstborn among many brethren. We look at him as our elder brother in the process of redemption. Praise the Lord. We are heirs with him and joint heirs of the kingdom with him. But you also remember that he is in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. The attributes: unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and authority, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Among the things that he will be includes the everlasting Father. When will he be the everlasting Father? The position that Adam will have taken in the eternal age. Adam lost it. He has taken it over. We are born again by the Spirit of Christ. We are the product of the second creation of God through the last Adam. The last Adam produced you and I, so he now becomes our everlasting Father. We will refer to him as our Father, but we still have the Father above us all, the God of creation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Stand up with your Bible. Let me read the last scripture. Luke chapter 21. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 34. Sorry, let's read from verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. I read another scripture. 2 Peter chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse 10. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Verse 10. In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Then he added verse 11. See then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? The see he's talking about is now that you have the revelation, you now have the knowledge that these things will pass away, will be destroyed. Looking for, verse 12, and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Then he added, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, will look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord, all this endurance you have been enduring on your carnality and all your sinful nature, is salvation. He wants you to be saved. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11 says, knowing the terror of God, he said, we persuade men. Knowing what is coming ahead, Apostle Paul said, we are persuading. That's why we are preaching. We are begging you. We know the trouble that will come. Anybody that loves you will not want you to go through that day. Woe to him that desire the day of the Lord. And he said, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. Zephaniah, when he saw what happened in chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, he said, seek the Lord, seek him, oh!
it may be you shall be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. Isaiah also added in chapter 55, reading from verse 6 to 11, he said, seek ye the Lord now while he may be found, because a time is going to come when there will be no more salvation. Now is the day of salvation. Now is opportunity for you to repent. And always remember, when you say, God call me, God call me, many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, few are chosen. Therefore, make your calling and election sure. Always remember, he that planted a farmer, he does not go to harvest unripened fruit. The owner of a farm, when it's time for harvest, he will go and harvest fruits that are ripe. That's why Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 6 that we should move away from this elementary something and move to perfection. Move to perfection. Peter brought it up. You say you're a believer of the message, that is your faith. Add to your faith virtue. Add to your virtue knowledge. Add to your knowledge temperance. Add to your temperance patience. Add godliness to it. Add brotherly love and crown it up with charity. That makes you perfect. And we are commanded to be perfect, even as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Nothing short of what he planted will he come to harvest. Shall we begin to talk to the Lord? See me through, Lord Jesus. See me through. Oh, see me through, Lord Jesus. See me through. Excuse will you give now? After hearing all these things, you don't go to heaven. Just close your eyes and let's meditate. What excuse? You may like to sit down, you sit down, but I'm going to give you 5 minutes to just take an inward look at your state of readiness to confront what is standing before this whole world. And just talk to God for your life. Just talk to God for your life. Just talk to God for your life. Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. You can't hear this and miss it. Lila. You can see why some of us seem to be more serious than many of us here too. Concerning our eternal destination. There's something we know, that's why. How can I know all this and miss the rapture? Lie, lie. How can I know all this and be a religious person? Lie, lie. This heaven, I must go. I can't stand this shaking that is coming. We are not ordained to that. And that you are listening to me today, I believe you too, you are not ordained to it. If you are ordained to it, you won't be in a ministry. If you are not ordained, it's because you are not ordained to the wrath of God. If not, you won't find this ministry. You are listening to us now. You won't even like us. Therefore, stop choking with your life. Let somebody be more serious than you are now. Don't let anything in the world pull you back.